It's been 4 weeks now since the Daguba report first surfaced. That's the army document that details the role of military police in humiliating and abusing Iraqis at the Abu Ghraib prison. The other half of the puzzle is what role military intelligence may have played. That investigation has fallen to Major General George Fay, the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence. His report is expected in the next 1 to 3 weeks. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, it's already prompting questions about the Army's ability to investigate itself.
Pentagon officials have called General Fay's investigation the most significant of the numerous inquiries underway into Abu Ghraib. Spokesman Larry DeRita insists that Fay is free to probe wherever and whomever he wants, if necessary, all the way up the chain of command to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
My understanding is that the investigators will take their investigation wherever it leads them. There's certainly no predetermined level above which the investigators are off limits to the investigators. The question will be whether their own investigation takes them there.
But former senior Defense Department officials say they have their doubts. General William Odom used to run the National Security Agency. Before that, he was the Army's senior intelligence officer. Odom questions whether Fay will have the authority to really grill his superiors, such as Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the head of U.S. forces in Iraq. That's in part because Fay is only a two-star general.
Sanchez is a three-star. So just in rank, he's a four-star below Sanchez.
The same is true of Major General Antonio Taguba, who wrote the highly regarded report on military police. But Taguba didn't interview anyone above the rank of one-star general. Fay is expected to query whether blame should extend to the upper reaches of the Pentagon. In addition to problems with rank, Fay is a staff officer from Washington. Odom says that places him outside the chain of command that descends from the president to the top generals in Iraq and on down to the troops they command.
Now, maybe you want somebody from outside the chain of command to come in and look at it, but the question is how much clout, how much credibility can he bring from a position at this level in the Department of the Army?
Aside from questions about Fay's rank, there's another basic question at play here, which is, if you want a fair and credible investigation of Army intelligence, should you entrust that investigation to the deputy commander of the same organization? John Pike is director of globalsecurity.org. He says Pentagon strategists are obviously at work.
There's an awful lot of interest within the Pentagon in damage control and damage limitation here, and by having somebody inside military intelligence investigate military intelligence, you're going to avoid a situation in which the investigation gets out of control and starts asking inconvenient questions about the role of the White House or the role of the Central Intelligence Agency.
There's immense pressure on General Fay to finish his work fast in the interest of correcting the problems that led to the abuse. Fay is on track to do the job in less than 2 months, and he's supposed to be looking at military intelligence not just in Iraq, but also at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Retired Colonel Ken Allard, who spent years in Army intelligence, says there's no way an outsider could handle that schedule.
I've been in the position of studying parts of the intelligence system, the intelligence bureaucracy, and there is a very, very unique challenge. You almost have to be an insider to adequately do that and to adequately understand what is going on.
George Fay is well regarded within the Army. That's borne out by his rapid promotion since he was activated 5 years ago, after 25 years in the Army Reserves. Now, Fay is facing an extraordinary challenge, producing a report that's seen as thorough and balanced, both inside military intelligence circles and out. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.